今天是我们第五个晚上。
This is the fifth gathering we are having.
我还没有讲到以前，我问几个问题。
Before I preach the sermon, I want to ask you a few questions.
有哪一个人在这五天还没有开始以前，已经为这个聚会祷告的
？How many of you have been praying for this rally before we even started?
请举手。
Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
很多人祷告。
So many of you praying.
所以上帝不能不赐福这个聚会。
Surely God will bless us because of that.
Yeah.
Secondly,
有哪一个人在这几天里面有去祷告？请人打电话邀请人来的，请举手。
How many of you have invited friends?
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
第三样。
Thirdly,
哪一个人是听华语的，请举手。
Those who are listening to Mandarin, please raise your hand.
谢谢，手举放下来。第四样。
Fourthly,
哪一个人听英语的，请举手。
If you listen to English, please raise your hand.
感谢上帝。有好多听英语的人在这里。
There are many English speaking among us.
我在新加坡华语教会有许多人听过我讲道。
There are many people who have heard my messages in the Chinese churches in Singapore.
很少英语的人听我讲道。
Very few English speaking people have done so.
所以我们以后会多注意英语听众的需要。
So we will place special emphasis on the needs of the English speaking.
二十一世纪的时候。
By the 21st century.
布道团要跨国界，跨语言。把文化把神的道到更多更多的地方去。
Our ministry will want to transcend cultural barriers and language barriers.
有几件事我要特别讲出来的。
There are a few things I want to mention specially.
这一次的诗班是我四十年侍奉大布道会里面最满意的诗班。
This is the best choir I've had for all the years I've been in ministry.
也是我带领过两万多次的聚会里面人数最多的诗班。
It's also the biggest choir for 20,000 of our meetings.
李宗明老师明年我们布道会的提议归正福音教会案例他做牧师，他是我所见到的内心最谦顺最爱主而且在教师班的中间最耐心的一个师班的指挥。
Mr. Li Song Nin is the most humble person and the ministry will want to ordain him as a reverend next year.
我还要感谢上帝。
我们
这里有几位的同工是这个陈振环牧师还有许谭诺牧师，他们在探索者二十多年来筹备我的聚会，我们为他特别感谢上帝。
Reverend Thomas Paul.
感谢上帝。还有一位是前几年加入布道团赖准多，是个高级军官，现在提早退休全职侍奉上帝，我们为他还有为杨长老我们大家感谢上帝。
Reverend Lai
感谢上帝。
He's a director of the ministry in Singapore.
另外一位我特别感谢是娄建华博士，一个数学专家，是一个很自修苦修的圣经学者，也是对原文有研究的一个教授，他是布道团我有所有文章文字工作的总编辑，请站起来。
娄建华 is the chief editor of all the literature that's produced by the ministry.
这里还有一位布道团的董事，常常跟我到处跑，在各样的事工上一同有份的这个陈长富弟兄，请他站起来，我们感谢上帝。
你是刚才叫的 ministry that follows the
gospel. 刚才陈振华牧师说，一千多个一同侍奉的，包括师班、招待、陪谈等等，我们大家再次大声的为他们鼓掌，感谢。
Thank all the co-workers for the rally.
愿一切荣耀归于上帝。
May all glory be to God.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们在最后一篇的信息
，In the last message，
我们要更开心的。
We want to very put strong emphasis and solemnly
to
understand why Jesus is the hope of all mankind. This is the center message of Christology. And it's the foundation of Old Testament. Christianity is Christ. The Church of Christianity is the body of Christ. The witnesses of Christian is a manifestation of Jesus Christ on the earth. The action of Christians is what Jesus Christ would have done on earth. The life of a Christian is the result of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天的专题到基督 为什么是人类的盼望。
And so today we want to especially understand why Christ is the hope of all mankind.
我们大家来看几节的圣经。
Let's look at a few Bible verses.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's look at Gospel of John, chapter 14.
第一节从第六节。
Verse 1 and verse 6.
约翰福音第十四章。
Chapter 14.
我们读第一节从第六节。
Verse 1 and 6.
第一节约翰福音第十四章，耶稣基督说：“你们信上帝，你们也当信我。”
Chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
你们信不要忧愁，你们信上帝也当信我。
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
第六节大家一同来读。
Verse 6.
耶稣说：
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life.No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's read this together. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let us turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章，圣经第五新约第五本的书
，The fifth book in the New Testament。
我们也读第十二节
，Verse 12。
使徒行传第四章第十二节，换到了我先念一遍，以后你们一同开声来念。除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。一二三。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
我们可以靠着得救，请你用英文念一遍。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们不禁就到这个地方。
This is where we will stop reading.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你活泼的圣言，至圣的真道。你是启示给师徒与先知的圣书，我们已经把你的圣意的话打开了。如今我们恳求你打开我们每个人的心，对我们心灵的深处说话。Open our hearts and speak to us, O Lord, after we had already opened your books. Illuminate our soul that we can understand the truth as being revealed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and the Holy Savior, we pray.
Amen, Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第一天晚上我们思想到这个二十世纪的危机到底是什么。
The first night we talk about the danger of the 20th century.
为什么我们二十世纪开始的时候
？Why is it at the beginning of the century?
人类充满盼望。
We are full of hope.
到了二十世纪结束的时候
，By the end of the century,
危机重重。
We have lots of crises.
第二天晚上我们思想到人性的尊严到底是什么。
The second night we meditate upon what is the honor of man.
当我们遇到困难的时候
，When we face difficulties.
当我们面对危险的时候
，When we are looking at troubles.
我们突然间很审慎的发现，我们是人，是尊严的，是不能随便被欺负的。
Suddenly we will face the fact solemnly that we are a human being. We have honor in our life. That we should not live by anyhow.
且我们不能从哲学里面，只能从神所启示的真理里面发现人性的尊严和价值。
And we can find the honor and worth of man not through philosophy but through the word of God.
第三天我们在这里思想到为什么人是一个有盼望活物的。
The third night we gathered here to understand why we have hope.
因为上帝创造人的时候，把他自己的形象放在我们的里面。
Because God created man in His image.
所以人之所以是人，不是单单是几十年活在世界上的活物。
So a human being is special not only because he's a living being.
因为他有个永恒的本性在他的里面。
But because he has an essence of eternity inside of him.
所以我们要从暂时中间突破进到永恒的里面去。
So we must break through from the temporal world into eternity.
虽然我们的外面是有限制的。
Although we are limited externally.
但我们里面有个无限的本质。
But we have the essence of eternity deep inside us.
我们的外面是能结束的。
Although we can end our physical existence,
我们的身体是能死的
and our body can decay,
而我们的灵魂的存在是不能停止的
but the existence of our soul does not end.
而我们需要向后看，发现历史的价值 so, 向前看，盼望，发现盼望的可能
so we can look back to look at his history and look forward to understand about hope.
昨天晚上我们思想到世界的历史观，以圣 经所给我们的历史观是本质上怎么样不同的。
And yesterday we tried to find out the difference between the historical perspective of man and that of the Bible.
圣经把这线进行式的历史哲学观念放在我们里面。
The Bible gave us the concept that time is a straight line moving forward.
所以我们是在严肃的责任感的生活里面。
So our lives must be full of solemn responsibilities.
我们所做的事有一天都要站在上帝的面前受审判。
And we know that everything we do in life, we ought to answer for it in the judgment of God.
所以神界的先知对世界当中说，你们应该迎接你们的上帝。
And so God through the prophets tell all of us that we must be prepared to face our Maker.
所以这个这些进行的严肃的历史过程里面。
So in the historical process, that's just like a straight line.
每个人都只有活一次。
All of us will live but once.
你失败一次。
You will fail once.
你成功也是一次。
If you succeed, it's only once.
你富有一次。
If you are wealthy, it's once.
你贫穷也是一次。
And in poverty, once.
没有别人可以把历史的方向调转过来。
Not a single person can turn history around.
每个人可以把已经过去的时间再抓回来。
Not a single person can go backwards and grab time.
每个人可以把整个历史的潮流按照返回方向。
And not a single person can turn the entire tide of history.
我们在这个历史的过程中间。
In the process of history.
我们发现每个人都在罪恶的里面。
We discover that all of us are living in sin.
每个人都在痛苦里面。
We are all living in pain.
每个人都在死亡的权柄的下面。
We are under the authority of death.
我们每个人都过了一个永不回头面向永恒的道路。
We are all moving along towards eternity without the possibility of turning around.
谁成为人类的出路呢？
Who is going to be the exit point for man?
谁成为人类的盼望吗？
Who is the hope for all mankind?
人类的盼望是拿破仑吗？
Is the hope of mankind in Napoleon?
不是。
No.
人类的盼望是希特拉吗？
Is the hope of mankind in Adolf Hitler?
不是。
No.
人类的盼望是毛泽东吗？
Is the hope of man in Mao Zedong?
不是。
No.
人类的盼望是肯尼迪吗？
Is the hope of man in Kennedy?
不是。
No.
人类的盼望是苏哈托吗？
Is the hope of man in Suharto?
不是。
No.
人类的盼望是不是克林顿？
Is the hope of man in Bill Clinton?
不是的。
No.
人类的盼望不是这些第十的人。
The hope of man is not in all these physical temporal men.
历史上最伟大的人现在在哪里呢？
Where are the greatest men in history?
拿破仑现在只有哪一个破的轮子就是。
Napoleon is already gone.
当拿破仑还活在世界上的时候。
When Napoleon was still alive.
有一次被抓流放到圣赫勒纳的岛的上面。
And once he was exiled into an island called Saint Helena.
在圣赫勒纳岛上面他讲一句话。
And on the island he said this.
用无限感慨的声音讲这句话。
And he was really in despair.
他说的历史上有许多伟大的人。
He said there are great men in history.
像 Hannibal.
Like Hannibal.
像 Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
像 Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
像 Charlemagne.
Charlemagne.
还有像我。
And like me,
Alexander
the Great,
我们这些伟大的军事天才
all of us great military genius,
不可一世的万代君王
and we were king for all generations.
当我们活在世界上的时候
when we were yet alive,
我们都有特别大的权柄
we have special powers.
我们有不可超越的尊荣
we have honor beyond all imagination.
但是我实实在在告诉你们
but let me tell you this truthfully.
一天历史要证明我们不过是个会死的人。
One day history will prove that we are just human beings who will die.
当我们离开世界以后
Once we leave the world,
我们就久久以后被人所忘记了
We will be forgotten sooner or later.
以后我们就没有什么重要的价值
And there will be no worth in us.
但是在历史上曾经有一个人
But within history there was one person.
这个人与我们完全不一样
This person was completely different from us.
他生在马槽
He was born in a manger.
借人的地方
He borrowed other people's
place. 实在是这样
And he died on the cross.
借人的坟墓。
He borrowed other people's grave.
手无寸铁。
This is a person without any weapons.
周围没有将军。
He don't have any generals.
他没有武器。
He doesn't have any weapons.
不用一兵一炮。
He doesn't use soldiers or cannon.
他死的时候非常的凄惨。
When he died, it was a pitiful death.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And this person is Jesus Christ.
但是
，But
耶稣死了两千年。
Jesus was dead for 2,000 years.
不但没有忘记他
，But not only did we forget him.
以后的世代要为他起来，代替他奋斗的有千千万万永不止息的志愿军。
Not only did we not forget him, for generations to come, there will be lots of volunteers who will work for him.
拿破仑这些话对不对呢
？Is this true of what Napoleon said?
真正对的话。
And he is absolutely true.
两年以前，我再次到拿破仑的坟墓那里去看他那个伟大的建筑、伟大的墓陵。
Two years ago, I went to visit his grave.
安康，当我看完了以后，我出来。
After visiting his great grave,
我有个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep feeling.
就是除了法国人以外，还有谁纪念他的
？Other than the French, who else will remember him?
你在法国不能找到毛泽东的这个纪念碑。
You are not able to find a memorial to Mao Zedong in France.
你中国你不能找到拿破仑的纪念碑。
Similarly, in China, you will not find a memorial for Napoleon.
这是表示一个民族穷到一个地步，把几个犯案拿来纪念就算了。
This means that the people are so poor spiritually that they honor people who are evil.
今天中国的共产党员很多都知道毛泽东年老的是多么糊涂。
Many communist party members in China all understand that in the later years Mao Zedong was very muddy-headed.
如果天安门把这个毛泽东拿下来，要放什么像呢？放耶稣像，他又不甘愿。
But they know that in Tiananmen they cannot switch the photo into the photo of Jesus Christ.
那为什么要纪念这些人呢
？But why do you want to remember them？
这是民族里面可以骄傲的几个人。
Because this is something that the nation can be proud of.
但什么东西可以使他们骄傲呢
？But what other things can make them proud？
世界最伟大的所谓伟人。
The greatest people that they think are great.
你都看见他们生命里有无穷无尽的污点和败坏。
You can see that there are numerous weaknesses in their lives.
当我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
我最尊重的是哲学家。
I really place great honor on philosophers.
最尊重的音乐家。
I place honor on the musicians.
最研究康德的思想。
I understood about Kant.
我研究赫格尔的思想。
And Hegel.
我研究马克思的思想。
And Karl Marx.
我研究 Kierkegaard 的思想。
And Kierkegaard.
我研究贝多芬的音乐。
And Beethoven's music.
我研究舒曼的音乐。
I studied Schumann.
研究柴可夫斯基的音乐。
And Tchaikovsky.
但是最后我一究也研究，我一发现我给他们愚弄了。
But in the end, I found that I was fooled by all of them.
他们的思想有伟大的地方。
They have greatness in their life.
他们的音乐有伟大的地方。
Greatness in their music.
因为神把这样的才干放在他们的。
Because God gave them this wonderful talent.
但是他们的道德、他们的伦理真的不一样样。
But morality and ethics is really in the mess.
他们发现柴可夫斯基是一个同性恋的人。
When I discovered that Tchaikovsky was a homosexual.
贝多芬是一个花柳病的人。
Or Beethoven had venereal diseases.
关键是这个舒曼是个自杀的人。
And Schumann committed suicide.
舒曼是一个非常这个没有这个可能好好过一个正常的性生活的人。
And Schubert is a person that cannot lead a normal sexual life.
我的心破裂了。
And my heart was broken.
这是我里面曾经崇拜的英雄。
These are my heroes.
他们都是有自己很大毛病的人。
All of them had lots of problems with their
lives. 我是讲我们人类的盼望在哪里。
So where is the hope for all mankind?
人类的盼望不是政治家。
Hope of all mankind is not in a politician. The hope is not in a scientist.
科学带来了我们生活许多的方便。
Science brought a lot of conveniences to our life.
科学给我们知道我们生活里面需要什么东西。
Science highlighted our necessity in life.
但科学从来没有给我们知道生命永远的方向是在哪里。
But science has never given us the eternal direction of life.
世界的银行家给我们许多钱，只需要方便的租借。
All the bankers in the world will lend us a lot of money.
但是他们许多人，他们的生活没有什么值得我们羡慕的地方。
But in their life, there is nothing much we should be envious about.
亲爱的朋友们
，Dear friends,
包括许多伟大的宗教领袖
，including lots of great religious leaders,
他们都有一些不可告人的地方。
Lots of them have hidden secrets.
有一些人劝你可以娶好几个妻子。
Some people say you can have many wives.
但是他自己娶了十多个妻子。
But they themselves got more than 10 wives.
甚至连他自己孩子的妻子也抢过来。
And sometimes they even marry their own children's wives.
他还可以做一个宗教的教徒。
And still can be a religious leader.
你看见这是人类的败坏吗？
This is the decadence of man.
如果人类在宗教界、科学界、哲学界、音乐界都有这么多的败坏的话，
And we have lots of decadence within music, philosophy, religion, and all kinds of social areas.
我这一生应当归向哪一个人呢？
So where do I pledge my allegiance to?Who is the hope for all mankind?
今天我们读的圣经告诉我们
，The Bible verses that we've read.
耶稣基督讲一句话语。
That was Jesus said this.
你们心里面不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们信上帝。
Trust in God.
你们也当信我。
Trust also in me.
耶稣讲这句话的时候
，When Jesus said this,
我们从表面看没有看出有什么危险的地方。
On the surface, it doesn't seem very much.
但是如果你真正知道这个背景，你就很吓了一跳了。
But if you understood the background of it, you will be in shock.
为什么呢
？Why do you see that?
犹太人因为信许多的假神，结果呢，他们被上帝惩罚，流放异邦。几十年在这个巴比伦受苦。
Because the Israelites worship a lot of false gods, and God allowed them to be wandering in the wilderness and suffer in Babylon.
当犹太人从被掳的地方回来的时候
，When the Jews returned from the captive,
他们就离开了假神。
They went away from the false god.
离开了这个偶像。
They went away from idols.
承认先知所传递的信仰是正统的。
And they recognized the true faith that is preached by the prophets.
他们曾经喜欢假先知。
In the past, they liked false prophets.
他们杀真的先知。
They killed the true prophets.
他们喜欢那好听的道理。
They like to listen to good messages.
他们讨厌强硬的讲道。
They do not want harsh sermons.
耶稣哀哭。对耶路撒冷的哀叹说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。”
So Jesus cried and said to Jerusalem,
先知流血赏命，不可能在这个城市的外面。
The prophets will not bleed outside of your city gates.
你们常常杀死，常常拒绝神所差来的仆人。
Because you always kill and reject the servants of God.
犹太人这个时候他们回过头来了。
So the Jews have turned around.
他们认为先知所讲的道是对的。
They now understood that the word of the prophets are right.
那些伟大的先知都被他们杀死过了。
But they killed all the great prophets.
当他们回到上帝面前来。
After they've returned to God.
经过了惨痛的经验。
After their painful experiences.
经过了很长久的惩罚。
After long years of punishment.
他们回到不依上帝的纯正信仰里面。
They returned back to the pure faith of the only God.
就在这个时候。
And at this time.
耶稣对犹太人说。
Jesus told the Jews,
你们信上帝，也当信我。
Trust in God, trust also in me.
你看这句话是何等危险的事情。
So there's a great danger behind these words.
单单凭着耶稣敢讲这一句话。
And Jesus was willing and daring to say that.
他们可能就用石头打死他。
And surely the Jews would stone him to death.
因为你要我们除了信上帝，还要信你吗？
Because you say other than believing in God, you want us to believe in you.
你是谁？
Who are you?
你再来搞乱我们的信仰吗？
You are coming to stir up trouble again.
所以我自己深思的时候，我发现基督讲这一句话是付了一个很大的代价。面对个很大的危险挑战。
So when I think about this verse seriously, I realize that Jesus was facing a great danger.
但是为什么他要这么讲？
But why did he say that?
因为基督讲的是真理。
Because what Jesus said was the truth.
他从来不顾自己生命的安危。
He was not interested in his own safety.
因为基督讲的是真理。
Jesus said the truth.
所以他不顾自己生死。
He's not worried about himself.
不顾自己的祸福。
He doesn't worry about his own blessing or pain.
一定要把真理传讲出来。
He wants to spread the truth.
人信上帝。
If you believe in God,
更应当相信上帝所差来世界历史的耶稣基督。
You must also believe in Jesus Christ who was sent by God into history.
约翰福音第十七章第三节告诉我们。
John chapter 17 verse.
认识你一对的上帝。
Know your one God.
有认识你是所差遣来的耶稣基督。
And also know the Jesus Christ that sent by him.
这就是永生。
This is eternity.
使徒行传第四章第十二节告诉我们。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12.
除了耶稣基督以外。
Other than Jesus Christ.
没有别的拯救。
There is no other salvation.
天下人间。
Because there is no other name.
上帝没有赐下别的名使我们可以得救。
That God has given to us for salvation.
只要我们今天赐下的耶稣基督是人类的盼望。
So today we want to think about Jesus Christ being the hope of all mankind.
我们就要看到这个重要性和这个本质的独特性到底在哪里。
We want to see this uniqueness and importance of this essence.
为什么基督是人类的盼望？
Why do we say Christ is the hope of all mankind?
基督是比别人更高超的吗？
Is it because Christ is greater than everybody else?
是的。
Yes.
基督只不过比别人更高超吗？
Is it just because he's greater?
不是的。
No.
基督是独一的。
But Christ is a unique one.
基督与所有的宗教教主不同的地方。
The difference between Jesus Christ and all other religious leaders.
不是分量的不同。
It's not just a quantitative difference.
乃是本质的不同。
It's a qualitative difference.
什么叫做分量的不同呢？
What does this mean?
就是不同程度而已。
It is not just different levels.
比如说我是165公分。
Maybe I'm 165 cm.
杨大是170公分。
I'm 775 cm.
那么这样他就比我高出了10公分出来了。
So I'm like 10 cm taller.
但是他是人，我也是人。
But we are both humans.
同样是人。
So we are the same.
这个叫做本质相同，高度不同。
So qualitatively we are the same, but height is different.
本质都是人。
The essence is the same.
但是分量不一样。
But quantity is different.
因为他比我高一点。
And a little bit taller.
但是我也不怕，因为我比他胖一点。所以高度的分量我比他少。
So although he is a little bit shorter,
但宽度的分量我比他大。
But my width is a bit bigger.
所以结果呢，各有千秋就是。
So we all have our own strength.
这个叫做 quantitative difference.
这是量的不同点。
那什么叫做 qualitative difference?
What does qualitative difference?
质的不同，耶稣基督与所有宗教的领袖不同的地方。
And qualitative difference is the difference between Jesus Christ and all other religious leaders.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们。
John chapter 3 tells us.
从地上来的。
those that came from the earth,
将地上的话
will speak about the earth,
从天上来
that which came from heaven,
将天上的话
will speak words of heaven.
就单单这么简单的总原则
and this is a very simple principle.
从基督的眼里看出他与所有宗教的教宗不同
and from here we can see the great difference between Jesus Christ and all other religions.
从来没有人讲过耶稣所讲的话语
nobody spoke like Jesus Christ did.
从来没有人做过耶稣所做的工作
Not one person did what Jesus did.
从来没有人像耶稣活过的生活。
Not one person lived the life that Jesus lived.
从来没有人彰显了耶稣所彰显的能力。
Not one person manifested the power that Jesus Christ had.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天晚上我很诚实地告诉你。
So this evening I want to tell you honestly.
我不怕你不来看耶稣是谁。
I'm not worried about you not coming to meet Jesus Christ.
我只怕你从来没有看出他真正是谁。
But I'm worried that you never understood who he truly is.
基督不怕被你看。
Jesus is not afraid of you.
最糟糕的你没有好好看。
Unfortunately, maybe you do not have a clear idea of him.
好好看耶稣。
But when you understood him,
你好好听耶稣。
When you listen to him,
你好好深深地思想耶稣。
When you carefully meditate upon him,
你发现从来没有一个人。
You will understand that not one single soul was like Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是人类独一的盼望。
Jesus Christ is the only hope for all mankind.
耶稣基督降生是独特的降生。
Because his birth was a unique birth.
耶稣基督是人类的盼望。
He is the hope for all mankind.
耶稣基督的生活是独特的生活。
Because his life was a unique life.
耶稣基督是人类独一的盼望。
Jesus Christ is the unique salvation for man.
耶稣基督的道德是独特的道德。
Because his ethics is a unique ethics.
耶稣基督是人类的盼望。
Jesus is hope of all mankind.
耶稣基督的工作是独特的工作。
Because his work was unique in life.
耶稣基督是人类独一的盼望。
Jesus is only hope.
因为耶稣基督的死是独特的死。
Because his death was a unique death.
耶稣基督是人类独一的盼望。
Jesus is the only hope for man.
耶稣基督的复活是独特的复活。
Because his resurrection was unique.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督与所有人不同的地方。
The difference between Jesus Christ and all of mankind.
都是分量的不同。
It's not a quantitative difference.
乃是本质的不同。
But the difference in essence.
因为他是从神那里差遣来的。
Because he came from God.
是上帝的独生子。
He's the only son of God.
你说我怎么相信上帝有儿子呢？
You say I cannot believe that God has a son.
如果上帝有儿子，上帝跟哪一个人结婚呢？
If God has a son, who is the wife?
所以许多基督徒就用人的思想的限制去胡思乱想想上帝的事情。
So many Christians imagine it in any old how.
人以名字结婚。
Man has to get married with a woman and produce a son.
这种遗传的定律是神所设立的。
This is the rule set by God for nature.
而神的本身是创造者，也是定律受大界定律的创造的设立者。
And God is the creator of all things, including the rules for nature.
所以我们怎么可以用人的思想来想上帝的问题呢？
So how can we think about God without human reasoning?
当基督教的神学提到耶稣基督是上帝的独生子的时候，
In Christian theology, when we say that Jesus is the Son of God,
这里提到三件重要的事情。
There are very three important things.
第一样，
Firstly,
耶稣基督上帝儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
这表示他是有神性的那一位。
This means that he is divine.
为什么呢？
Why do we say that?
人的儿子是人。
Because human children are just human.
狗的儿子是狗。
And a dog's kid is just a
puppy. 猫的儿子是猫。
And kittens are kittens.
儿子就有父亲的生命的本质在他里面。
And so the son has the essence of the life of the father.
人的儿子是人。
Human children are just human.
基督是神的儿子，表示他有神性活在人间。
But when we say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we mean that He is divine.
这是所有宗教的领袖所没有办法有的。
This is something which all religious leaders cannot have.
你把孔子当作神来敬拜。
If you think Confucius is divine.
你把关公当作神来敬拜。
And you think that 关公 is a god.
你把马祖当作神来敬拜。
And you also pray to 马祖。
你把塞巴巴当作神来敬拜。
And you pray to 塞巴巴 as a god.
你以为他们是神吗？
You think they are god?
他们是人。
They are human beings.
他们不是神。
They are not God.
但是圣经告诉我们的耶稣基督是神的儿子。
But the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
耶稣基督有神性在他的里面。
It means that he is divine.
好的，你看见了我，不是看见我，你们那是看见差我来的上帝。
Jesus said that when you see me, you are not looking at me, you are looking at the God that has sent me.
耶稣基督说，你们信上帝，你们也当信我。
And Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me.
基督是神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
一方面。
Firstly,
要是他有神的本质
it means he has the essence of God.
第二方面
Secondly,
基督是被生的 什么意思呢？
It means that he comes out from God.
这表示基督不是受造的。
It means that Jesus was not created.
我们所有的人都是被神所造的。
All of us were created by God.
我们是受造者。
We are creatures.
我们有受造者的本性。
We have the essence of being a creature.
基督是父的独生子。
But Jesus is the only Son of God.
表示基督不是受造者。
It means that he is not a created being.
唯有他才可以接受敬拜。
And because of that, we can worship him.
当保罗要被接受敬拜的时候，
When Paul was about to be worshipped,
他跳到那些人的中间去。
And immediately went amidst the people.
他说，我与你们一样是受造者，为什么你们敬拜我呢？
And he told the people that I am the same with you. Why are you worshipping me?
当你看见天使当他夫妇敬拜的时候，
When you look at the
Daniel,
when Daniel saw the angels and he wanted to worship him,
当约翰在巴伯海岛看见天使长他敬拜的时候，
when John saw at Patmos Island the angel, he wanted to worship him.
他们天使长就对他说：“起来， asked, 为什么敬拜我？我与你们一样是受造的。”
He asked, angel said to them, "Rise, why are you worshiping me? Because I am also a created being."
但耶稣基督完全不一样。
But Jesus is not like that.
当门徒敬拜耶稣基督的时候，
when the apostle worshiped Jesus,
耶稣接受他们的敬拜。
Jesus accepted the worship.
耶稣平静风浪以后，
when Jesus calmed all the storm,
门徒到他的面前来敬拜他。
The apostles came to worship him.
耶稣接受他们的敬拜。
And Jesus accepted the worship.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为他是神，所以他接受敬拜。
Because he is God.
他不是受造的。
He is not created.
他是神所生的。
He is born of God.
第三样。
Thirdly,
耶稣不但是子，不但是受生的，而且他是独生子，什么意思呢？
Not only is he the Son, not only is he beyond creation, he is the only Son.
The only begotten Son.
他是独生子。
Son, same nature with God, begotten and created. The only, no compare. 就是没有可相比的。
There's no comparison between Jesus and other things.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在人间没有一个人可以耶稣基督相比。
Not one single person can compare with him.
因为他是神。独生子，
because he is the only Son of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这位神的独生子来到人间的时候，
this only Son of God came among us.
就是昨天我们所讲的道成肉身，
which is what we said yesterday, the Word became flesh.
在东方的哲学是寻求的道，
it is the Word that Eastern philosophies are seeking after.
在西方哲学是寻求的 Logos.
It's the Logos that the Western philosophies seek after.
在印度宗教所思想的 Brahma, Atman.
It's the Brahma and Atman in Hindu philosophy.
这些都是表示人需要与永恒的道结连在一起。
It means that we have a need to join ourselves together with eternal word.
这个永恒的道在哪里呢？
Where is this eternal word?
这个永恒的道就是耶稣基督。
This eternal word is Jesus Christ.
所以保罗论到基督的降生，他怎么讲呢？
So what did Paul say about the birth of Jesus?
大在金钱的奥秘。
He said this is great mystery.
无人不以为然。
Everybody believes so.
就是上帝的肉身显现。
This great mystery is that the Word became flesh.
神来到人中间。
God is among us.
上帝成了人。
God Himself became man.
住在我们中间。
And live among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督的降生。
The birth of Jesus Christ.
神在人间真正的爱的显现。
It's a manifestation of the love of God among us.
基督的降生，
the birth of Jesus.
圣灵感应玛利亚把它降生出来。
It's conceived by the Holy Spirit with Mary.
你说我习主了，盼望做基督徒，我就不明白一个童贞女怎么会生孩子呢？
You say that I want to be a Christian, but I do not understand how a virgin can have a child.
现在请你注意听下面的话语。
Please listen to this carefully.
当上帝创造人的时候，
When God created man,
他创造男，创造女。
Created men and women.
上帝创造亚当的时候，
God created Adam.
按照他的形象来被造。
And He created him in His image.
上帝创造夏娃的时候，
When God created Eve.
也是按照他的形象来被造。
He also created in His image.
上帝创造你我的时候，
When God created you and I.
照样照着他的形象来造。
In the same manner He made us in His image.
我们看见亚当夏娃我们被造的时候，神用了不一样的办法。
So when we are all created, Adam, Eve, and all of us, God used a different method.
当上帝创造亚当的时候，
when God created Adam,
是无男无女造亚当。
There was no male or female, and Adam was created.
亚当没有爸爸。
So he has no father.
亚当没有妈妈。
He has no mother.
无男无女造亚当。
No male or female, and Adam was created.
一样。
Secondly,
当上帝造夏娃的时候，
when God created Eve,
是 有男无女造夏娃。
There was a male but no female。
你生出亚当，你身上拿出一根的肋骨来创造了一个女人。
Because Eve was created with a rib taken from Adam。
为什么不用头骨呢
？Why don't you take a skull？
免得一个家庭两个头。
So that you don't have two heads in the family。
为什么不用脚骨呢
？Why don't you use your bone from the leg？
男人把女人变健大的下面。
So that the males do not step over
the female。为什么用肋骨呢
？Why do you use a rib？
肋骨是在心脏的地方。
Because the rib is where the heart is。
所以男的对你的说 ，You are my sweetheart。你就在我的保护的心脏里面。
And so you are under my protection.
上帝用男人的肋骨造了女人。
God made women from the rib of man.
圣经给我们很美丽的描写。
A beautiful description.
很有意义的创造。
A meaningful creation.
所以上帝造亚当的时候。
So when God created Adam.
无男无女造亚当。
There was no male or female.
上帝造夏娃的时候。
When God created Eve.
有男无女造夏娃。
There was a male, no female.
那么上帝造羊长老的时候怎么样
？But when God created
有男有女造他。
There was a male and female.
有男有女造我。
And created me in the same way.
有男有女造你。
For the same for all of you.
这三个办法都用了。
So all these three methods were used.
还有一个办法。
And one more method.
有男有女。
With male and female.
无男无女。
No male, no female.
有男无女。
Male with no female.
剩下哪一种呢
？What else is left?
无男有女，对不对
？No male and
对不对
with female.
对不对
？That's only one left.
有男有女。
With male and female.
有男无女。
Male without female.
无男无女。
No male or female.
三种都用了。
You all three methods.
有一种办法还没用。
What is the last one?
是无男有女。
That's no male but one female.
不是造。
And it's not creation.
生下耶稣基督。
And if Jesus was born.
你说我不能相信吗
？He said, "I cannot believe in this."
你说我不能接受吗
？I cannot accept this.
神所做的事，凭着他的全能，为什么你认为不可能
？And this is done by the power of God. Of course, it's possible.
上帝用无男无女的办法创造了亚当。
Adam was made without male or female.
上帝用了有男无女的办法创造了夏娃。
Eve was made with a male without female.
上帝用了有男有女的办法创造了我和你。
And all of us are made with male and with female.
上帝用了无女无男有女的办法，把耶稣基督生在历史的中间。
And Jesus was born in a situation that where there was no male but with a female.
历史上没有一个人的诞生。是像耶稣基督这样的样
子。Not a single person in history was born like Jesus.
圣灵感孕童贞里使耶稣生下来。
Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为什么耶稣的降生这么重要呢
？Why is it important that Jesus was born?
为什么需要圣灵感孕童贞里吗
？Why is there a need for the conception of the Holy Spirit?
如果耶稣的降生是男女结合的一个果效
，If Jesus is a product of male and female，
那么罪性从亚当也传到耶稣的身上。
The nature of sin will be upon Jesus Christ。
如果耶稣也承受了亚当夏娃的罪性的话
，If Jesus inherited the sinful nature，
他就是一个有罪的人，像你像我一样。
He will be just like you and I。
像有罪的人就没有办法代替有罪的人来施行救恩了。
And a sinful person will therefore not be able to accomplish the work of salvation。
有罪的人就不能拯救有罪的人。
A sinful person cannot save another sinful person。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
上帝使基督成为无罪的救主。
God created Jesus. God made Jesus as a sinless savior。
他不但是神成了人。
Not only is he God becoming man。
他更是成了无罪的人。
He is a sinless man。
没有罪性遗传的圣者。
There is no sinful nature in him。
来到人的中间。
And he came among us。
是耶稣说：“你们信上帝。”你们也当信我。
That's why Jesus said, "Believe in God, believe in me also."
第二样
，Secondly，
耶稣基督有一个最独特的生活。
Jesus had a most unique life.
从来没有人像他一样的生活。
Not a single person was like him.
基督真正的生活是遵行神的旨意。
The entire life of Jesus was dedicated to the will of God.
当他12岁的时候，这个玛利亚找到他。
When he was 12, Mary found him.
他说：“你岂不知道我们找你很辛苦吗
？”Mary said, "Don't you know that we have been looking out for you?"
耶稣在12岁的时候，圣经记载了他第一句的话语。
When Jesus was 12, the first statement made by Jesus was recorded.
岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗
？He said, "Don't you know that I need to be concerned about the matters for my Father?"
耶稣基督知道为什么他到世界上来。
Jesus understood why he was on earth.
不是偶然的存在。
It's not something that happened.
不是父母爱情产生出来。
He's not a product of love.
是神来到人间。
But he's a God becoming man.
圣父差遣圣子。
The Father sending the Son.
所以他以圣子的身份说：“岂不知 我当你我父的事为念嘛。
So as God the Son, He declared that He is concerned about the matters of heaven.
在约翰福音第八章一，他的仇敌辩论的时候
，When he was debating with his enemies in John 8,
耶稣基督说：“我不是在这里自己一个人存在。”
Jesus said that I do not exist by myself.
我的父常与我同在。
My Father is always with me.
我也常做他所喜欢的。
And I always do the thing that He likes.
耶稣基督的生活。
The life of Jesus is dedicated to do the will of God. The ethics and morality of Jesus
is
absolutely perfect and sinless one.
所以在约翰福音告诉我们,
so the Gospel of John said this.
耶稣对法利赛人提出了一个道德历史里面最大的挑战的话语。
Jesus gave the greatest challenge in ethics.
他怎么讲的?
What did he say?
他说你们中间有谁能指出我有罪的?
Who among you can point out the sin in me?
从来没有人像耶稣基督。
Not a one single person was like Jesus.
孔子活了72岁。
Confucius lived for 72 years.
穆罕默德活了62岁。
Muhammad lived for 62 years.
释迦牟尼活了80岁。
Shakyamuni lived for 80 years.
亚伯拉罕活了175岁。
Abraham 175.
老子活了80多岁。
老子 more than 80 years.
苏尔阿斯特也活了七八十岁。
Zoroaster more than 38 years.
历史上最伟大的圣人。
These greatest sins in all of history.
他们都在人生的路途中间走了一看，发现自己不过是个有罪的人。
All of them move along the journey in life and realize they are sinful.
所以他们盼望有什么办法可以解除罪的这个事实。
So they all hope for some solution to sin.
只有在基督的生命里面，你从来没有看见这样的事。
But you have never seen such occurrence in the life of Jesus Christ.
基督不需要对人家说对不起，因为他从来没有做错事。
Jesus never apologized to people because he had never done a single wrong thing.
基督不需要对上帝说父啊赦免我，因为他从来没有犯罪。
Jesus never said to God, God forgive me, because he had never committed a sin.
当撒旦用诡计来对待他的时候，基督只要是撒旦推我后面去吧，撒旦一定要腐败，因为他没有把柄在他的心中。
When Satan tried to deceive Jesus, all Jesus had to do is command him to leave.
耶稣基督对他的仇敌说，
Jesus said to his enemies,
你们中间有谁能指出我有什么罪呢？
Who among you can point out a single sin in me?
当我有一次读到那一节圣经的时候，
When I read that verse once,
我的心大受感动。
I was deeply moved.
因为我发现这一节圣经的全历史中间，人类的口误所能讲出来最伟大的道理。
Because I realized that this is the greatest challenge in ethics from a human being.
伟大的幽默
And a great joke.
他后来承认我的罪高过我的头。
Job also admitted that his sin is greater than his height.
圣徒保罗
Paul,
他承认在罪的中间我是个罪魁。
Although his apostle said that he's the greatest of all sinners.
使徒的领袖彼得
The leader of the apostles, Peter.
他对耶稣说主啊离开我吧因为我是个罪人。
He said to Jesus, Jesus leave me because I'm a sinner.
和神是你的大卫
David, who was pleasing to God.
我的上帝啊，我在母腹里面我就犯了罪。
He said that God, I'm sinful from the day of my conception.
我们中国人最尊重的孔子。
Confucius that we most respect.
他说：“假我五十岁修矣，可以免大祸也。给我五年十年，加添我的寿命，我要好好读易经，免得犯了很多的大错误。”
Confucius said, "Just give me a few more years so that I can understand the life of change, so that I will not make great mistakes."
这些伟大的人
，all these great people，
人类是最尊重的人
，people whom we respect，
他们都承认他们是有罪的人。
All of them admitted that they are sinful.
释迦牟尼因为他的父亲怕他乱来，很年轻就跟他结婚了。
Shakyamuni was married at a very young age to prevent him from doing the wrong things.
结果他发现生老病死的痛苦，他连刚刚生的孩子的太太都不要，把他丢掉了就出走了。
But he realized that life is in a painful cycle, so he left his wife that has just given birth to his son, and he left.
穆罕默德有许多的挫折。
Muhammad had made a lot of mistakes.
这都是历史记载下来。
And all these are historical.
都是事实。
These are facts.
虽然他们很伟大
，although they were great.
他们宗教领袖
，they were religious leaders.
从来没有人像耶稣。
But nobody was like Jesus.
耶稣是独一圣洁、毫无瑕疵、没有犯罪的主。
Jesus is the only Lord that is uniquely sinless and perfect.
为什么说耶稣基督是人类的盼望
？Why do we say that Jesus is the hope of all mankind?
耶稣过了一个绝对完全圣洁、毫无瑕疵的生活。
Because his life was absolutely sinless without a single blemish.
不但如此
，Not only that.
耶稣是唯一把神的公义同慈爱彰显配 完全的最完美的一个人。
Jesus is the perfect manifestation of the love and the judgment of God.
你的主充满慈爱吗？
He said God is full of love.
是。
Yes.
但是我们的主从来不接受任何一个罪在他身上的地位。
But God is not willing to admit any sin in his life.
耶稣基督是慈爱的吗？
Is Jesus loving?
他也是公义的。
But he is also righteous.
耶稣的公义是绝对的。
His righteousness is perfect.
耶稣的慈爱也是绝对的。
His love is also absolute.
耶稣的慈爱是绝对的。
Because he has absolute love.
所以他接受最大的罪人。
So he's willing to accept the greatest of all sinners.
被人轻看的。
And he's willing to be despised.
被人丢弃的。
To be abandoned.
犯奸淫的女子。
Abandoned adultery woman.
主赦免他们。
God forgive him.
主收纳他们。
God accepted them.
你的爱领导他们。
The love of God was upon them.
耶稣是公义的吗？
Was Jesus righteous?
耶稣虽然接受了最大的罪人，但耶稣拒绝了最小的罪恶。
Although Jesus accepted the greatest sinner, he rejected the smallest of sins.
今天晚上主的爱照样领导我们每一个。
This evening, the love of God is upon all of us.
无论你的良心多么黑暗。
It doesn't matter how dark your conscience is.
无论你过去的记录多么可怕。
It doesn't matter what your records are.
无论魔鬼透过良心给的控告多么残忍。
It doesn't matter what kind of cruel accusation Satan had for you.
奉耶稣的名告诉你。
In the name of Jesus.
上帝在基督里面的爱。
The love that God has in Jesus Christ.
透过基督为你死。
Through the death of Jesus.
为你钉十字架。
His crucifixion.
为你流出宝血。
His bleeding.
为你舍弃生命。
He has given his life.
他把救赎的恩典和永远的生命赐给你。
He will give you the grace of salvation and eternal life.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
亲爱的同胞。
Dear compatriots.
人类的盼望在哪里？
Where is our hope?
是在耶稣基督里面。
It's in Jesus Christ.
因为基督有最圣洁的绝对的生活。
Because Jesus led an absolutely perfect life.
不但如此。
Not only that.
人类的盼望在基督里面。
Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
基督愿意为你为我的罪死在十字架上。
Because he's willing to die on the cross for your sin and my sin.
当耶稣被钉死的时候。
When Jesus was crucified.
他们要查出到底他因什么罪而被杀死。
They wanted to find out why he died.
比拉多三次查不出他有什么罪。
Pontius Pilate tried three times to find out why.
比拉多在众人面前用水来洗手。
In front of everybody, he washed his hands.
表示他是没有错的。
To say that Jesus is sinless.
他在众人面前洗手讲什么话呢？
In front of everyone, as he washed his hands.
流这个人的血，罪不在我的身上。
He said that this man bleed and the sin is not upon him.
比拉多以为洗个手就可以逃脱责任了。
Pilate think that by washing his hands, he can escape the responsibility. And he gave Jesus to the Jews.
让他们去杀他。
And let the Jews kill him.
让他们去钉他。
And let them crucify him.
请问犹太人为什么要把耶稣杀死？
Why did the Jews do that?
因为耶稣勇敢把他们所有错误都讲出来了。
Because Jesus spoke boldly about their mistakes.
你们假冒伪善的法利赛人。
All you are hypocrites.
你们这些假冒伪善的律法师又在乎了。
All you scribes are hypocrites.
那些平常被人尊重的宗教领袖，在耶稣的面前。是被斥责的一个罪人。
So all these honored religious leaders were accused by Jesus Christ.
他们不能接受。
So they cannot accept that.
痛恨在心。
And they hated Jesus.
势不两立。
And they did not want Jesus to leave.
不共戴天。
And they make sure that he will die.
寻找机会把他杀死。
And they look for opportunity to kill him.
二十世纪一个很大的神学家叫做 Richard Niebuhr。
Richard Niebuhr, a very important theologian in the 20th century.
他写了一本很经典性的书，叫做《Christ and the Culture》。
He wrote the classic Christ and the Culture.
那本书里面讲一句重要的话语。
In the book, he has a very important statement.
为什么犹太人要杀死耶稣呢？
Why did the Jews kill Jesus Christ?
如果没有把耶稣杀死，
If they did not do that,
他们的文化不能维系下去。
Their culture cannot be sustained.
基督的存在跟犹太人的文化。
The existence of Christ and the Jewish culture.
这个不能势不两立，不能共存的。
Something that cannot exist together.
所以如果不把基督杀死，
so if Jesus was not crucified,
他们的文化一定会消灭。
Surely their culture will be diminished.
如果他们的文化不消灭，
if their culture are not destroyed,
一定要把耶稣杀死。
Surely they must kill Jesus.
所以以起我们的假面貌，宗教的虚伪被你揭穿。
So they make sure that their hypocrisy was not revealed.
最好把你自己杀死。
The best thing is to kill Jesus Christ.
耶稣被钉。
So Jesus was crucified.
耶稣被钉在十字架上。
When he was crucified,
他不是以牙还牙吗？
He did not take revenge.
他是不是用恨报恨？
Was he hatred?
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，
When he was on the cross,
他又讲了历史上最伟大的一句话。
Again, he said a historical thing.
Oh,
Lord,
赦免他们。
Forgive them.
因为
他们所做的他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear friends,
这一句话讲出来以前。
Before this statement was made.
历史上从来没有人有这样伟大的爱心。
Not a single person has such great love in history.
今天我们对许多的华人讲一句你不得不要听的话语。
So today I want to say this to all of the Chinese.
在我们中国的文化里面缺乏了上帝的爱。
In the Chinese culture, we are lacking in the love of God.
特别当共产党统治的时候，更缺乏上帝的爱。
Especially under the control of the communists, we are further lacking of the love of God.
为什么呢？
Why do I say that?
中国人是个报仇的民族。
Because Chinese is a revengeful race.
所以中国有永远不能解决的报仇的问题。
So there's lots of revenge in Chinese history.
中国人的武侠很厉害。
There are lots of social martial arts. Why?
因为你杀死我爸爸，我就杀死你。
Because if you kill my father, I'll kill you.
我杀死你，你的孩子你杀死我。
And then your children will take revenge.
你的孩子杀死我的孙子，杀死你。
And my grandchildren will take revenge too.
就这样，少林寺训练人报仇到现在没完。
And that's why Shaolin Temple is around.
我们中国人跟世界的文化。
In the world culture.
给人家知道的是什么？
What does the Chinese let other people know? We have four great.
石器。
Invention,
还有杀来杀去杀不完的仇恨
Battery and warfare
到共产党到中国来的时候
By the communist time
1927
1927
一直到1990年
Until 1990
差不多7000万中国人被中国人杀死
Almost 70 million Chinese were slaughtered
这是何等悲惨的一个事情
This is a great and
critical
thing What do we need?
我们需要上帝的爱上帝的爱
We need the love of God
哪一个人像耶稣被钉十字架的时候说父啊
Not one person is like Jesus who said that God forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they are doing.
如果是别人
，if it's another person,
被挂在十字架上
，hanging on the cross,
两个手被钉
，nailed on two hands,
鲜血一滴一滴流
，flowing with blood,
满头大汗
，and perspiring,
在太阳光照下面
，under the hot sun,
受尽痛苦
，great pain,
口里干咳。
Thirsty,
不头昏睡
his bones were cracked,
非常艰难的时候
when he's ripping
人要讲什么话呢
what do what people say
上帝啊降下我烧死这些坏蛋吧
oh God why don't you send fire to burn all these people
这些人岂有此理
all these people are nonsensical
我用我的手医治他们
I killed them
他们杀死我
but they are killing me
我用我的脚传福音闹出去
I spread the gospel among them
他们把我钉在这里
but they are crucifying me
上帝啊
oh Lord
你的公义在哪里
where is your righteousness
你的眼睛在哪里
where are your eyes
你看见这些罪人吗
can't you see all these sinners judge them
Jesus was not like that
Jesus said
父啊
Father
赦免他们
forgive them
因为他们所做的
because what they are doing
他们不知道
they do not know
所以当约翰年老的时候 so, 想到十字架的这一幕
so when the apostle John was old and he remembered this
他写了两节的圣经很感动人
he wrote two verses in the Bible
为什么这两节圣经不是保罗写的
Why are these Bible verses not written by Paul?
为什么不是彼得写的呢
Why not by Peter?
为什么不是多马写的
Why not by Thomas?
为什么是约翰写的
Why was it written by John?
耶稣死在十字架上的时候，只有一个门徒在十字架的下面看见他怎么死。
Because only one apostle witnessed the death of Jesus Christ,
就是约翰
and that was John.
上哥哥他杀。
When he was at Calvary,
他看到这一幕的情形
when he saw the scene of the death,
他不能讲任何一句。
He could not say anything else.
他年老的时候
when he was old,
他就写下。
And he wrote this.
上帝爱世人。
God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave us his only son.
叫一切信他们。
So whosoever believe in him,
不至灭亡。
Shall not perish.
反得永生
But have eternal life
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
那是记载在约翰三章十六节里
This is in John 3:16
我们大家来念一首
Let us all read it together
一二三
For God so loved the world that he gave us his only son
独生子赐给他们
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
第二节重要的圣经也是三章十六节
The second important verse also 3:16.
那是在约翰一书第三章十六节。
That's in 1 John 3:16.
约翰怎么讲呢
？What did John say?
基督为我们舍命。
He said that Christ gave our life to us.
我们就知道什么叫做啊。
This is how we know what love is.
我们也应当为我们的弟兄舍命。
And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们今天为我们亲生父母的兄弟做过什么
？What have we done for our own relatives or parents？
我们为他们舍命吗
？Have we given our life？
我们吹毛求疵，一天到晚找他的毛病在哪
？Many a times we try to find faults in him.
我们离开我们的主太远了。
We are so far away from our Lord.
耶稣不是为弟兄。 Jesus did not do this for the battle.
耶稣为仇敌所立。
And he gave his life for his enemies.
恨他的人最担当了。
And he bare the sins of those who hated him.
让他的仇敌可以成为他的弟兄。
So that his enemies will become his brothers.
这叫做基督教。
This is Christianity.
今天我们称自己是信耶稣的人。
Today we say we believe.
知道什么叫做基督的爱。
But we do not know about the love of Christ.
当使徒约翰讲这句话的时候。
When the apostle Paul John wrote this.
他乃是告诉我们。所有希腊哲学里面的爱情的观念，爱的哲学都是失败。
He's trying to tell us of all of Greek philosophy about love are in failure.
柏拉图提到爱的问题。
Plato talk about love.
亚里士多德提到爱的问题。
Aristotle talk about love.
Stoicism 提到爱的问题。
Stoicism also had love.
Epicureanism 提到爱的问题。
The Epicureans also.
他们说将来爱都不能比耶稣的爱相比。
But all the love of this philosophy cannot compare with Christ.
基督为我们舍命。
Jesus.Life force.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
And from this time onwards, we know what love is.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的爱。
The love of God.
在基督里，是流血舍命为人代求的爱。
It's shown in Jesus Christ when He bled and died for men.
不但如此。
Not only that.
耶稣基督的死。
The death of Jesus.
不是一个结束。
It is not the end.
耶稣基督的死。
The life of Jesus.
开始为我们打败。魔鬼的征战。
It's the beginning of the battle in which we will defeat Satan.
在这个征战的中间。
Within this warfare.
基督借着死打败了掌死权的魔鬼。
Through death, Jesus won over Satan, which has authority for death.
要把我们从撒旦的手中抢救出来。
So that he can grab us from the grasp of Satan.
我们领受新的生命。
So that we will receive new life.
所以基督从死里面活过来了。
So when Jesus was resurrected from
death. 没有一个宗教提到这个事。
Not one religion mentioned this.
没有一个宗教的教主从死里面复活。
Not one religious leader did that.
唯有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus.
因为他是人类唯一的盼望。
Because he's the only hope for all mankind.
今天晚上我奉主的名对你说。
This evening in the name of the Lord.
上帝爱你。
I say this to you.
基督要拯救你。
God loves you and Jesus wants to save you.
为你死了。
And he died for you.
为你流血。
He bled for you.
为你舍命。
He gave his life for you.
为你代求。
To pray for you.
为你接受审判。
And to accept judgment.
你的灵魂在哪里？
Where is your soul?
请问谁解决你罪的问题？
Who is going to finish this struggle?
请问你死了以后你到哪里去？
Where are you going after death?
有哪一个人？
Which one among you?
你的主啊。
You say, God,
我感谢你。
I give you thanks.
你这样爱我。
You love me so much.
你借着基督耶稣基督。
To Jesus Christ.
来拯救我。
You come and save me.
代替我。
You took my place.
解决我的问题。
To solve my problem.
为我祷告。
To pray for me.
替我死。
To die for me.
流出宝血。
To bleed for me.
使我有罪的有盼望的人。
So that I'm a person with hope.
今天晚上。
This evening.
我要奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord.
向你挑战。
I want to challenge you.
为你呼吁。
I want to call you.
对你邀请。
To invite you,
离开你犯罪的生活。
To leave your life of sin,
回到上帝里面。
To come back to God,
相信耶稣基督。
To believe in Jesus Christ,
领受他做你个人的救主。
And to receive Him as your personal Savior.
请问你肯不肯？
I ask whether you're willing. Are you willing?
你不像外人，没有听见这些话。
You're not like those who are outside here who did not listen to this.
你已经听见这么重要的信息在你的耳中。
You have listened already to this very important message.
你愿意不愿意对主说？
Are you willing to say this to God?
主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord Jesus.
我知道我是罪人。
I know that I'm a sinner. Other than you.
没有别的救
赎。There is no other salvation.
除你以外。
Other than you.
没有别的救赎。
There is no other salvation.
除你以外。
Oh Lord Jesus,
今天我到你面前。
I want to come before you.
我相信你。
I want to believe in you.
我接受你。
I want to accept you.
求你进到我心里。
We pray that you come into me.
拯救我。
To save me.
带领我。
To lead me.
成为我的盼望。
To be my hope.
我一生一世跟随。
So for the rest of my life, I will follow you.
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
你肯吗？
Are you willing?
你不是回答我。
You are not answering me.
你是回答爱你的主。
But you are answering the Lord who loves you.
现在回答。
Answer him now.
今天回答。
Answer him today.
诚实的回答。
And answer him honestly.
我们低头祷
告。Let us pray.
没有人走动。
Let there be no movement.
没有人东张西望。
Let's not look around.
让我们安静在主的面前。
Let us come before the Lord in silence.
当我很严肃的时候。
When I'm very solemn.
我们预备心祷告。
Let us prepare our hearts to pray.
我要奉主的名问你几个问题。
In the name of the Lord, I want to ask you a few questions.
有哪一个人？
Is there anyone among us?
你是主啊。
You said, Lord,
我感谢你。
I want to give you thanks.
我听明白了。
I have understood.
我也相信。
I understand you.
我也接受你。
I want to believe and accept you.
有这样的人。
If there's such a person.
你愿意相信接受耶稣基督。
And you're willing to accept Jesus Christ.
今天晚上。
This evening.
我们要为你祷告。
We want to pray for you.
最后一个晚上里面。
This last evening.
你解决与神之间的关系。
You want to solve your problem between you and God.
你是主啊，我愿意。
You said, Lord, I'm willing.
有这样的人。
If there's a person like that.
愿意我们为你祷告。
You're willing that we pray for you.
请你把手举起来。
I ask that you raise your hand.
有哪一个人？
Is there anyone?
感谢主，感谢主，
Thanks to God.
感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
你是主啊，我也愿意。
You said, Lord, I'm willing.
相信耶稣基督。
I want to believe in Jesus.
我愿意到他的面前来。
I want to come before him.
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
举了放下去。感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Anyone else?
举了放下去，举了放下去。感谢上帝。你的罪愿意得到赦免。
You want your sin to be forgiven.
你相信耶稣基督。
Because you believe in Jesus Christ.
我们为你祷告。
You are willing that we pray for you.
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
还有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。
Thanks,
感谢主。还有哪一个人
？Anyone else?
请不要等候。
Do not wait.
因为神给你的机会是很宝贵的。
Because it's a precious opportunity.
现在我问第二次。
I'm going to ask a second
time. 哪一个人你愿意到主的面前来？
Is there any one of you who is willing to come?
哪一个人愿意做真正的信心？
To receive the true faith.
你愿意我为你们祷告？
And you're willing that we pray for you?
接受耶稣基督。
To accept Jesus Christ.
请你把你的手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
有哪一个人举了放下去？感谢上帝。还有哪一个人？你愿意你也把手举起来。还有哪一个人？感谢主，举了放下去，举了放下去。现在我已经问了两次，我给你们最后一次的机会。
One last opportunity.
有哪一个人今天晚上你愿意接受耶稣基督？
Is there anyone among you who wants to accept Jesus?
你愿意相信他？
I want to believe in him.
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your
hand. 有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人举了放下去？感谢上帝，上帝看见你的手。
God can see your hand.
今天结束你犯罪的生活。
And end your life of sin.
今天回到上帝的面前
来。And return to him.
请你把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
还有哪一个人
？Anyone else?
举了放下去，举了放下去。问第二个问题。
Second question.
有哪一个基督徒
？Is there a Christian among us?
你我今天很清楚明白了。
Say that I truly understand today.
我不要再做个糊涂的基督徒。
I don't want to live a life that is not breathing.
不要做个冷淡的基督徒。
Not a cold life.
我要复兴起来。
I want to be revived.
相信耶稣。
I want to believe in Jesus.
回到上帝的面前。
To return to him.
我也一同祷告。
I want to be prayed for.
这样的基督徒，请你也把手举起来。
If you're a Christian like that,
有哪一个人
？Raise your hand.
感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢上帝。感谢上帝，许多许多人手放下去。我问第三个问题。
Third question.
有哪个人说，既然耶稣基督是这么重要
？If a person among you says, "Since Jesus Christ is so important,"
我要为耶稣做见证。
I want to bear witness for him.
传福音给别人。
I want to spread the gospel.
别人与我一同得着救恩的智慧。
So that others will receive the wisdom of salvation with me.
愿意为主做见证的基督徒。
Those who want to bear witness for Christ.
你也愿意一同来祷告。
And you want to come to be prayed for.
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand.
有哪一个人？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢上帝，感谢上帝。最后一个问题
，Last question，
有哪一个青年人
？Is there a young person among us？
中年人
，or middle age？
你说主啊，我感谢你。
And you say, God, I give you thanks。
今天我要做一个重要的决定。
I want to make a very important decision today。
我要奉献自己做传道。
I want to give my life to be a preacher。
若是主要用我
，If the Lord is willing to use me，
我一生一世做传道的。
For the rest of my life, I want to preach the gospel。
今天开始。
From today onwards,
我定下心志。
I made a determination.
我恳切祷告。
I want to pray.
求主带领我。
That the Lord will guide me.
一生传扬主的道。
For the rest of my life, I will spread the
gospel. 有这样的人。
If there's a person like that,
把手举起来。
Raise your hand.
有哪一个人感谢主？感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，感谢主。还有哪一个人？
Is there one among us?
请愿意奉献做主的工作，请把手举起来。
I want to give my life to the Lord to preach the gospel.
感谢上帝，感谢上帝。有许多人听见主的呼召回应了。So many people have responded to the word and the challenge from God. Now, as a servant of God, I challenge you and invite you with the glorious invitation to come forward together to pray in front of God. 现在请所有的陪堂人，所有举手愿意一同祷告的人，都离开你的位置，走到前头来。现在出来，现在出来。刚才举手的人站起来，所有的陪堂人都出来。走到最前面的地方，一同来祷告。现在出来
，All of you who have raised your hand, I invite you to come forward.
愿做个 Christian， 你马心，在马心，我来我点缀呀 ，Christian， 在马心。
你现在出来
Come out, love, love.